Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this week trend edition, a pretty soggy week trend edition. Uh-oh. Here Monday morning.
Soggers.
It's Soggers Town.
Yeah.
I am Jack, that is Miles.
Mm-hmm. We're soggy.
Both of the locations where we live under flash flood warnings.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like most of the city is.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, us being resourceful, you know, men who work with our hands.
Yep, exactly.
Had to get up on the roof, do some stuff. Under control.
Yeah, threw up some pipeline down there on the roadside to keep the flow.
Pipeline?
All the way out my vector.
Yeah.
And not into a depression.
You're going to want that flow off your vector, man.
Yeah.
For sure. Look at that.
Yep. We're the soggy bottom boys, but that's because right. We've absolutely pissed ourselves in fear for a little bit of weather.
Pissed. My job is I wake up, you know, a couple times during the night and look out at the road until a car goes by.
Yeah.
And if it's driving and not floating, I'm like, it's okay, babe.
We're good. For people who don't know, it's called the fucking Pineapple Express, I guess, is what we're dealing
with. Atmospheric river.
Yeah, coming up down from the Hawaiian Islands area.
Coming down there.
They said something like the amount of water that's being dumped is like the equivalent of like all of the water in the Mississippi River.
The Mississippi.
Yeah.
The Grand Mississippi.
The Grand Mississippi.
Right down Los Angeles.
The arid desert of California. So,
and you know how dramatic we are about any weather. Like we'll call an event for, you know, my kid's school is rained out currently.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Is it rained out because of damage done to the school? Like they're like, oh man, like it's like everything's just flooded, or they're just we don't want to. You know,
LA doesn't know how to operate with when there's water on the road. And I mean, our school is not the only one. Like the other big school in our neighborhood also canceled classes today. So it's fun.
Love
though.
That.
You know, our kids didn't really have the experience of snow days up to this point. So it was fun to like break the news to them last night that classes were canceled. They were like, what do you mean?
They're like, it's so rainy that everyone everyone's become lazy and fearful. I was asking, or you know, Her Majesty grew up on the East Coast, and we were talking about like snow days and stuff like that. And I was just thinking of like, I only had one time. School only like shut down twice because of something the Earth did. Yeah. One time there was a storm when I was in first grade, and that was because my school was so poorly built. Like my classroom, like where the first grade classes were, they just like there was a leak and like just flooded. Like it just became like unusable. So that's why I missed it. The other time was the Northridge quake in 1994.
Yeah.
Other than that, net fucking school always fucking happens.
You're going to school, asshole.
Yeah. So that's why we're
smart. I grew
smart
up on
here.
The like in a lot of places, a lot of different places, but they were generally like on that like midpoint between the north and you know like Mason Dixon adjacent, and so they were places that would get a lot of snow like every other year, and were just like woefully unprepared for it. And so like I had in Dayton when I lived in Dayton, we had like a week straight just off school. It was pretty wild. Like I still remember like every night we would like sit by the radio as they announced school closings. We're like, it's so psyched.
Sitting by the radio. Wow.
Yeah. I even got my kids to do, I remembered from like when I was in kindergarten and had a snow day, we like did we did at home school with our like stuffed animals. And I suggested that to my kids and it worked. It, you know, knocked out 15 minutes this morning of them teaching their stuffed animals before they dropped a Lego and all hell broke loose again.
Yeah.
I think I've made that my overrated before, but fucking Legos, man.
Well, then let's see. Let's get into it.
I like the toys that don't break into 1,000 pieces when you drop them.
That's why I play with cinder blocks.
Should we tell the people something we think is underrated?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So I guess we were all underrating the spookiness of deer. Like, I don't know. So Get Out has a spooky deer. Mm-hmm. And I think that really has been influential because I don't know if you watched Leave the World Behind.
No, I haven't.
But that has like a flock herd of deer that like just like and then Night Country, the new True Detective opens with a like deer behaving spookily. I think it's because they're an animal that we think of as like fairly docile, and then to have like, have you ever had the experience of a squirrel running at you instead of away from you?
Yeah.
And it's like really fucking unnerving. I feel like that's where we are with deer. It's just the idea of a deer not running away from you is scary.
Yeah. And I think also just to see a deer do anything other than just like poke its head up from like some meadow grass and be like, anything beyond that, like any sort of aggression or even fucking hard breathe. If a deer was like, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, sorry, I was running, just out of breath. And I'm like, oh fuck, man,
got one arm up on his car, holding up his other hoof, like
fucking lynx, man, took a chunk out of my ass. Anyway, sorry,
gotta quit smoking.
I think it's just because I think we're just also served like such a sanitized view of nature all the time, where it's like, unless they're just like posing, then you're freaking me the fuck out.
I think it's a combination of like, we recognize that the laws of nature have like flipped in some ways that are like threatening, you know, like with regards to climate. I also think that this is secretly a YouTube driven phenomenon, because there are videos of deer that are like stalking people. Have you ever seen those? Like deer that just get, I don't know, the explanation in the YouTube video, which I'm guessing is not very scientific, is like, this deer is really horny for this woman. I think there's like something wrong with the deer or something, and it just like keeps following the person around. Uh-huh. And it's like the second like the deer is coming at you instead of otherwise, like it really like gives me shivers.
It's interesting because I'm like, you search deer stalking and you're like, it's the Scottish pastime of old. Right, and I'm like, huh?
It's my hat, bro. It's where I get this cool hat. And then there's some like cool, just like deer, like crashing into a bus, like jumping through a bus window.
I've seen those. Yeah.
And just like powerful, going berserker. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Powerful animals.
Anyways,
the other thing that's also metal is when you see like when they have like the horns, their antlers, like when like males get their antlers locked and one dies in battle.
Oh, and then I haven't seen that,
dude. And then they just have a fucking head, like a fucking decomposing skull, like locked into their antlers.
What?
Yes, dude.
That's a thing that can happen.
Yeah, because one of the fucking deer will succumb in the fucking antler battle. And then if they get locked up, the guy's like, all right, well, I guess you're just coming with me. And sometimes you'll see them like where like they actually, it's like hard for them to move because they have like they're dragging.
Because they have another body stuck. Yeah, that sounds, you know, good in theory, fun in theory, but then you got to drag a body around by your antlers.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that. What's something you think is underrated, Miles?
Something I think is just showing Jack the deer antler. It's wild, dude. It's like the most fucking metal shit.
Yeah.
When you're like, this is my op.
Yeah. And it's just a deer's head, like the deer that you vanquished head just like staring you in the eyes.
Yeah. And again, I don't know if it's deer or moose. Look, man, I'm from LA.
I can
tell you the difference. Kind of, like, I could look at weed and tell you if it's indica or sativa. Okay. But this, a little bit harder. I think is underrated. Fucking kids snacks. They are the ultimate. They're the easiest thing to fucking eat.
Oh my God.
So, you know, full disclosure, the guy's child we had a little birthday at park. Jack came through with the family, producer Anna, many other people, friends of the shows, family, friends, everybody.
Some QT with the QT, the number one official QT of LA. He's the Geist child. And
also, what are you supposed to do when, like, you? I feel like you can't show a baby a new like more than one gift every 2 days, or they'll be completely fucking overwhelmed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We got him like an inflatable, like his uncle got him like an inflatable, like little rhinoceros, like kind of bounce around on.
Yeah.
We showed him that and like another like really simple tool. He was like, and just went for like a balloon.
Yeah. And especially at that age, they're just that's too
ungrateful,
much.
I think is the word.
They're ungrateful. The word. Yeah. And that was actually my overrated.
But anyway, so I bought a bunch of kids snacks and shit because, like, I have a lot of friends with kids and things like that. You got to obviously have the spread there for the kids to snack on. Some of these things, the Annie's, not the cheddar bunnies, but the birthday cake graham crackers.
Birthday cake graham cracker bunnies.
Yo. Oh,
so good.
Yo. I'm sorry.
Like, those should be illegal.
And there's part of me, too, that was like, I had, you know, like, I needed a little sweet thing like at night after dinner. Sweet and I was like, okay, should I have like an ice cream bar or something? And I just looked for some reason I was like, oh, this thing 130 calories in a little bag. And I'm like, this is health food. So I ate three bags. That didn't work out the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
But between that, I always eat like the baby's little yogurt bites. Like the yogurt, you know, yogis.
Like I took a whole like family sized bag of yogurt bites from the party.
No, you tried to be modest. You're like, I've seen a couple. I'm like, dude, fucking just take the fucking bag. It's unopened. And I'm trying to get home from this.
Felt a little like taking a box of cereal from someone's house. It was like that big.
That's how baller. Hey, Jack, that's how baller my parties. I'm like, hey, man.
That's right, man.
Why don't you just take off with that whole bag
for you?
And you're like, I was like, yeah, your kids will like them. You're like, right. Yes. My kids love to eat these exclusively on their own. But yeah, like the yogurt things, I'm just a fan of, I think I have again, a child's palate at times, it really agrees with me. And it's like the textures are fun with the yogurt. Anyway. So
I got to tell you, man, on the way home from the party, I was mixing the birthday cake bunnies with the yogurt bites and a wonderful mixture, I gotta say.
You know what? And I realized how much those birthday cake bunnies were a hit because in like the 36 pack of things, it was mostly the birthday cake bunnies that were gone, people were like, man, fucking cheddar bunnies? The fuck out my face.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, man.
Sorry to the cheddar bunny, but you know, I
liked you better when you were called goldfish.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, we took probably most of the birthday cake bunnies. So my family came through. We showed up like an hour late, just took all the snacks and left.
I was like, yeah, I was wondering what your kids had in those garbage bags they were leaving with. I was like, do we have party favor? I think, like, and then Her Majesty's like, oh, I think they're just cleaning up. They're such well-behaved kids. I'm like, yeah, they cleaned
cleaning
up the fucking
from the
snack
table.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a couple of those gifts, man. I'll give you back a couple. They're not really great for 5 and 7 year olds.
But. Yeah. But also, like, your kid's only one. Like, so probably my kids can probably hang on to it for a little bit longer before your kids be able to use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just break it in for you.
Yeah.
My overrated. I mean, so Legos, like, but I think I've done that before because it's just a whole weekend of anger, frustration, because with other toys, if my 5-year-old plays with my 7-year-old's toy, it's just like that happened and it's over with and they forget about it and it's no big deal. But like he tried to play with this thing that my 7-year-old spent like 3 days putting together and like the fucking like one side of it broke off. And
oh man,
it's just
yeah.
I don't know. It's like a dude, booby trap for just like, angst. It's just a booby trap for like arguments and fights. My other overrated. People always talk about how easy it is to steal candy from a baby.
Yeah,
that's bullshit, man. I know. Look, I got to hold the guy's child for the first time. We got along.
And yes,
great
I stole candy from his party.
Until we didn't. They're like little burglar alarms, man. They of all the people in the world to steal candy from, babies care the most. Not easy to steal. I'm gonna say stealing candy from me would be probably the easiest.
Oh yeah,
like it's like stealing candy from Jack O'Brien.
Stealing candy from a non-confrontational person.
Right.
Exactly. You know, it's like that. Yeah. That is exactly who you want. There's no smoke. A baby
stealing
will fucking
candy
scream
from an introvert.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I probably shouldn't even eat those anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, that's not
pal.
Good for me. I was
for
looking
sure.
for an excuse not to eat it, and also looking for an excuse not to have a confrontation. So
you actually helped me. So
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. babies don't give a fuck, man. They will make you look like a fool.
Again,
when you're trying to steal candy out of their
ungrateful.
Mouth. So anyways, but what wonderful time. Great to meet the Geist Child. What's your overrated?
Overrated is our understanding of, or at least Angelino's understanding of weather at all, what any of it means, what the risks are. Like you were saying, Jack, I think a lot of people got the like, bah, bah, bah. You're like, oh shit, Amber Alert or something. It's, you know, it's fucking flash. You're in a code fucking red flash flood thing. And in my mind, I'm expecting like, I don't know. I don't know what the thing is. I don't know what the fuck to expect when I see that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I remember I was just telling my in-laws are in town. They're like, oh, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah. It's a code red. It's a flash flood thing. It's going to happen to be it'll be all right.
Yeah. And like, just a code red.
They're like, what does that even mean? I'm like, I don't. No,
yeah,
to like no go clue. Research like actually scientifically what is happening with flash floods, and because we are in an arid and also very highly paved urbanized area, that the water just at a certain point just has nowhere to go, nowhere to seep to, and then we get it in the form of these floods. But in my mind, like to your point, Jack, I kept being like, I'm going to go out in the street and see if the fucking fire trucks are washed away yet. right. And no. And it's mostly really bad in areas like, well, I think right now in LA, like the hillish areas are now hellish.
Yes.
With like, you know, mudslide potential
canyons.
For mudslides and things like that. Yeah. And the fucking amount of water pumping through there.
Yeah.
But intense. But yeah, I definitely overrated what my own understanding was for things too. When I was like, wait, you can't drive through that? Like, I've seen videos on YouTube where people drive through there. And then they're like the whole mantra in LA, they've been like, turn around, don't drown. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
From that?
Yeah.
I'm a bit ignorant when it comes to that. So, yeah.
My wife drove to work this morning, made it. fine. So, you know, it's the...
But she's got a cyber truck, dude. That shit's fucking true. Made for this kind of thing.
Bulletproof, first of all. That was the first thing we tested when she got it. We've been flipping those bad boys, man, making a cool 80K each time.
Dude, flipping cyber trucks.
I actually know somebody who's doing that.
Flipping cyber trucks?
Because they are like so trendy, they are actually like it's like a fucking pair of Jordans, but like on a scale of, you know,
it's like a Birkin bag you can drive.
Yeah. They're going for like double the sticker price. So people are just buying them and fucking selling them.
What?
Crazy.
Fuck.
Dude, I should get on your grind set, bro. That's
I fucking sold mine. A guy convinced me I was losing money on it, so he offered me a third of what it was worth.
Take that off your hands.
Fuck.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some other fads that are now sweeping the world, including the Aspen Vision Pros. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. The Aspen Vision Pros is here. Apple Vision Pro has entered the public domain, so to speak. And I couldn't tell. So you're saying that a lot of these videos of people using them in public were like YouTube and TikTok influencers?
A lot of people who like, there's some people who are doing sort of like, you know, good faith reviews, obviously, like, you know, Marcus Brownlee and stuff like that. But there are also like a ton of people who were just like content makers who have a lot of disposable cash and were clearly like, dude, when that shit drops, we got to make like 7,000 videos acting a fucking dumbass with it. And yeah, I think it's a mix of things. Like the things that I think got the most attention were obviously the ones that were the wildest shit, like a dude who was wearing the Vision Pro headset and then in his Tesla on autopilot.
Yeah.
Just to be like, I don't give a fuck about you or me. And I think that video ended with like the cops pulling him over. And then there was another one of like dudes trying to eat in a restaurant with them on. Another was like a dude just navigating New York City, like going on the train and shit, going through the subway station with the headset on. It's just like, sure. It was just like one of those things. It was really unremarkable. I saw a couple videos of like someone who was actually being like, this is me watching NBA League Pass. Like I got five games.
Right. How someone would actually use it.
Yeah, exactly. Rather than being like, we're going to go to this dim sum restaurant drunk with Apple Vision Pro headsets on. Like,
The idea of using it in public seems so wild to me.
It's like, disgusting. I'm sorry. There's no fucking other word. It's disgusting.
I don't know if these were influencers, but there was like a guy using it on the subway, just like looked like he was like returning emails or something. I don't know if that was a real guy, but it just,
regardless of if that guy was genuinely doing it or not, just the sight of it in public is like, oh,
it's grotesque. It really is. Like, I mean, so the thing about the experience of using it is that it is like super high depth. Like the cameras are such that it, your vision is like very good, right? Obviously there are like, you know, icons in front of whatever you're looking at. And there's a chance that you're like returning email instead of looking at the road that you're driving. But like you can see extremely well if you want to. The problem is that you look like you're wearing a fucking blindfold. Like it's just, like that seems to be the main issue for me that like I object to on just like moral grounds of like just wearing, the only place you can wear this is at home, and wearing it at home, like whether or not like you can see the people around you, it looks like it's just so, it would be so isolating to like be in a room with someone with that on their face.
That was one thing that a lot of people like who were reviewing it were like, it's really cool. It's like, but I can't get over how weird it is to have this thick piece of hardware separating myself and like my lived reality.
Right.
And like trying to interact like as a thing, like we're like, I'm going to use my computer and put it on. Then sure. Like whatever. But like in trying to do these other things, it just felt a little bit like, I don't know if I can move past like having to put a fucking tiny helmet on my face to get through the day. I think it's off-putting, and it just, it looks like antisocial, and the price tag is prohibitive for most people. Like, I think it's an impressive piece of hardware and technology, but it's just not doing the thing that all the like revolutionary Apple products did, which was like being like the obvious answer to the technological question you haven't even thought to ask yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And this feels like face computer. And I'm like, do I need face computer?
It's just too much face computer.
We tried, we called people who wore Google Glass fucking glass holes.
Yeah.
So there's that sort of perceptual obstacle to overcome. And I just think there's just not like that use case for it yet.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it's probably only like one killer fucking app away from people being like, oh, okay.
I think maybe it's just one viral video of like someone cool wearing it and then I'm going to be in. But like, I truly, like, every time I look at it, like, my bones whisper asshole in my mind. Like,
back
to, you know, it's just, like, the asshole vibes
that is it because
are
it
given
costs?
Off by somebody wearing it.
Is
it's
it
because
the
of the cost
too?
And how stupid you look.
Yeah.
It's like, you're paying so much to be so self-centered, you know? And you're just like so like,
don't
do
talk
not
to
give
me.
A fuck about anybody around you.
Don't it's... talk to me. Here's a mortgage payment on my face.
And my favorite tweet from the weekend was early on at Quaker Reina tweeted, yay, new kind of guy to rob, because the guy wearing it in the New York City subway.
Oh my it's god. Like, so you're going to get that shit snatched off your fucking face. I just don't. We're just in a time of such.
It shouldn't even be illegal. Like, that's how.
I know. It should be like, I mean, yeah, like, the cops show up. They're like, what happened? They're like, I was wearing an Apple Vision Pro, like, on the fucking bus, bro. Okay. I got to go, man. Actually, I have to write you a ticket for being a dick.
Yeah. Anyways, another trend that's sweeping the nation is Subway's footlong cookie.
This
seems about right.
We talked about it when it first came out. I think you were gone the day we talked about it on Trends.
Yeah.
But we were like, we were discussing the merits of their foot-long offerings that they've put in front of people, a churro, a pretzel, and the cookie.
Yeah.
And the cookie seems to be the absolute
runaway
smash
winner.
Smash it of it all. What's crazy? It's $5 foot long
depression.
Yeah.
1,440 calories. Reviews have called it a floppy sleeping bag of flour and oil that somehow doesn't have enough flavor.
No.
That's mean. That's that is from Mass Live. So I don't know if that's like a local Massachusetts.
Yeah. Well, place. I think that's like one of those like websites that they like there's an equivalent in every state or town and they all run the same story. It's like a network of just fronts to make you feel like there's local news.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard only good things.
This speaks to me. I don't want it to speak to me, but it does. It whispers from my bones, eat me. It does not say anything.
Asshole. Yeah, not from Apple Vision Crow. Vision Crow. Apple Vision Pro.
App and Vision Pros. You
App
must
and
mean.
Vision Crow had you saying, asshole, but the footlong cookie. Yes.
Yeah.
Eat me. I mean,
you sick
the cookie,
fuck. Eat
the,
me. Oh,
the normal cookie is good.
Yeah, the normal
Subway
cookies are good.
That's just
throw it in that little toaster. Mm.
Yeah, but again, a foot long cookie.
It's
sure. Just I'm gonna break it up in fucking thirds or fourths, and you're not gonna catch me being like, let me hold it like a fucking baguette.
Yeah, it's wild. It's become so popular that they had to remove the foot long cookie from the app. After unexpected demand, according to the company, they've sold more than 3.5 million Sidekick snacks since January 22. And the pretzel and churro are still available on the app. So presumably the majority of those purchases have been the giant cookie shaped cry for help.
I've heard the pretzel and churro are like in a draw for the shittiest one. Like they're not
good.
No one's been like, damn, the churro's not, like, people are sleeping on the churro. People are sleeping on the pretzel. It's more just like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a churro. It's fine, depending on what time of day you get it. And the pretzel's like, I've had Auntie Anne's pretzels, so great. Do I need it?
A foot-long Auntie Anne's pretzel, I'm not mad at, to be honest.
When I see I want to fucking hit somebody with it. I don't know why. Like, a childish urge takes over me, and if I had a pretzel that was like a foot long, I would fucking just swing that shit at somebody. Yeah. I don't know why.
Just whip it around.
Yeah.
A writer JM was pointing out that these are basically like phallic reinterpretations of existing foods.
The churro was always this though. I feel
churro
like,
was always that just a foot long.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, you know, bigger.
Yeah.
It just seems like that is there is like, I know Freud is not like popular anymore. He's like gone out of fashion in academic circles, but he really nailed it with like the dick obsession. Just like I feel like this would be one of the first things that aliens would like come down and be like, wait, everything you're eating, like even like bananas and corn on the cob were not originally shaped like that. We had to like farmers had to specifically breed them to look like big dicks.
Wait, like, what did a banana look like before?
It was just like kind of a sad little dick, I guess.
Oh, like kind of how like a smaller plantain kind of looks.
And now it's just a massive phallus.
Floppy,
you know?
Fucking bananas.
Yeah.
Higher yield, man. They're probably using the cover being like, nah, I just get bigger yields. And like, meanwhile, they're all like, dude, make it look more like a big floppy dick.
Okay, so why do your fucking hot dogs look like that then?
Dude,
I just feel like the aliens would come down and they would be like embarrassed for us. They'd be like,
on top of everything we're already doing?
Yeah, you guys don't recognize.
They're killing their own planet and they're eating floppy churro dicks. I don't know. These people, they've lost the plot.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know if you got the foot-long cookie. Is it super floppy? Does it depend on, you know, because some Subways, they do it better than others. You know, that's how it is with franchises.
Five. Man, they really got my ass with that one. I can't think of foot-long without the $5 foot-long.
But it's one of those things, too. It's so clever. It's so ingrained in your brain that you go and you're like, oh, right, this shit ain't $5 no more.
No, it's not $5. Yeah. All right. We'll take one more break and we'll come back. We'll talk box office. We'll talk SNL, all of that, plenty more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back.
We're back.
Quick check-in with the box office. Argyle was the number one movie at the box office this weekend. And also not real un-boffo, not boffo, B.O. for Argyle. It made $35.3 million globally, which it reportedly cost between $200 million and $250 million to make.
Oof. Wait, so, is it like a very effects-heavy film?
I don't... that price tag shocked me. Like when I saw the trailer, so much about this trailer confused me. I was like, why are they going so hard on this movie that doesn't seem to like have a real premise beyond like the premise of a lot of like meta movies where it's like this person is a writer. Like there's like three 80s movies with this premise where right. It's like the writer is involved in something that like comes to life and it's like, are they writing this? Is it? And it's like not that great a conceit. Like I feel like I haven't seen it work out that well. But it's it's the Matthew Vaughn, it's the Kingsman guy.
Right. Oh yeah. So those films always have a lot of fun, aren't they? Yeah.
And there are like some cool stunts in the trailer that I guess they're like just it's nonstop. This was the promise.
Right.
But then the other promise was like, who is Argyle? Who is Argyle? Mm-hmm. And like this would be a spoiler if you're waiting to see Argyle. All right,
spoiler alert for Argyle, but you may have read it, but spoiler. Yeah.
I don't this isn't yourself. The answer to the question who is Argyle, but like a big reveal at the end is that this is a tee up to a cinematic universe kind of. It's also like so this takes place in the Kingsman movie universe. So it's just like a new movie in the Kingsman world.
Okay.
Which I don't know.
That doesn't that's like not exciting or
no.
What did Vaughn tell them in the fucking when they're pitching? He's like, and
right.
This shit connects to my other movies people love on airplanes.
Right. Which like didn't the last one, like I feel like those have had diminishing return.
Yeah. Well
so
But wasn't like the whole thing? Well, yeah, because there was all this buildup about being like, this is like, I think about some real shit, right? Aren't they like trying to fucking like tease something that this could be like a real life something? Someone actually is Argyle or whatever. Weren't we talking about this earlier?
Yeah, So there was a big conspiracy theory that so the movie did the thing that, you know, like a marketing department would pitch, like first pitch is like, so we should actually, so it's based on like this novel, this mystery writer or a spy novel writer who like gets kidnapped because all her books are like coming true. And so the government's like, oh my God, she knows too much. So they wrote a novel, pretended the author of these novels is real. The person Bryce Dallas Howard is playing. And rather than people being like, oh, so that's a marketing stunt, they were like, wait a second, this fake author doesn't have a real social media profile. This fake author must be Taylor Swift. So there was like a big conspiracy theory because Taylor Swift, great writer, also has been known to wear Argyle.
Oh, I remember that, right. And they're like, oh, fuck.
So, case closed. But
for the record, it was not, it's not Taylor Swift.
It's not Taylor Swift. They fucked up by not making it Taylor Swift, I think. Like, they should have just, as everyone's like, oh my God, the real agent Argyle is, they should have just like done a, like abrupt cutaway to like B-roll of Taylor Swift walking the red carpet.
Right.
And just, you know, giving the people what they want.
Or just like, put dialogue in there that Swifties would be like just hoovering up. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, I just hate midnights. I don't mean to be the anti-hero.
Yeah.
But I noticed there's snow on the beach.
Is that one of her songs? Snow on the Beach?
Yeah, I'm just looking up a track listing of Midnights. It's called a little bit of weird improv there. But because
I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard does give Taylor Swift vibes in the lead role. So I can see where they were coming from. I mean, they did fuck up by not running with this because it seems like the only thing that could have been the most intriguing thing about the movie was this brief moment where people thought Taylor Swift was ghostwriting the novels it was based on.
Damn. Shots
tough look.
Yeah, Matthew Vaughn, so sorry about that. That was the most interesting thing about what you just made.
Shame. Speaking of Taylor Swift, Taylor set new Grammy records, in case anyone cares about the Grammys anymore. Is the first performer to win the prize for Album of the Year 4 times, beating out 3-time winners like Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, and Frank Sinatra. But there was a minor controversy following her win because the award was handed to her by Celine Dion. It was Celine Dion's first public appearance in months due to health issues. And, you know, she received a standing ovation. But then when Taylor Swift won, she didn't acknowledge Celine Dion enough for Celine Dion stands. She wasn't really looking at her when taking the trophy. And, you know. I mean, it's big. It's Taylor's moment, but
yeah, I would say, and also, like, I'm surprised Taylor's like, okay, who's this lady who smells like poutine? I'm right. Taylor Swift. I'm the biggest fucking thing right now. You think I need to fucking notice you?
Hey, man, it's weird out here when you interact with pop stars and their fandoms, Taylor. Like in the old days, it made sense to just speculate idly about like famous people's motivations for their relationships, but now you're talking about, you know, a living religious icon. So no, people aren't gonna fucking tolerate you being like, I think she's just like trying to get back at her old boyfriend or whatever, which makes sense, you know.
I wish I had an old boyfriend to get back at.
I know. I didn't think it was like that dismissive or anything, but
I think it's just part of, because a lot of the people who are very critical of her use these sort of seemingly misogynistic sort of lines of analysis to sort of discredit her. So it's like,
I think she is a genius of a sort that is like perfect for this moment, unlike anything we've seen elsewhere on the planet. But
we're not actively talking shit about Taylor Swift. It's fine. It's like, it's whatever.
I think she's very interesting, but I don't know.
I will not bow to like, these people.
I'm not bowing to them.
I'm just saying, yeah,
don't,
whatever.
Don't be mad at me.
Yeah, sure. Joe Alwyn hid you. I don't even know who the fuck that guy is.
Yeah, me neither.
But the other thing that was really interesting for when you said, oh, nobody cares about... The other thing that you said that's interesting about like people not caring about the Grammys, clearly Jay-Z and Beyonce care about the Grammys, because mm-hmm. when Jay-Z went up for his like Dr. Dre, Dr. Pepper, Impactor of the Year, whatever.
And that's how you award. Know truly someone has impacted the world in a way that is beneficial to the most people.
Yeah. He goes up there and takes the award, but makes this point about being like, you know, just like the math ain't really mathin', you know, like this young lady, my wife, you know, she's got the most Grammys in history, but how come she doesn't have an album of the year? Wow. And that was like a very interesting thing. I was like, that is true. Like, how are you you are the most Grammied artist.
Yeah.
And you haven't had an album of the year?
It doesn't make sense.
But hey, you know what? The Grammys are That's why you even boycotted them, Jay, because yeah. you even knew at a certain point when like DMX wasn't getting his shine for having like number ones. And they're like, yeah, who is this guy? The guy who barks like a dog? No.
No, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I even boycotted him this year. I wasn't there last night.
Yeah. No, I know.
Crazy. A lot of people were surprised.
A lot of people. Yeah. And I'm surprised it didn't quite get the coverage you kept saying it was gonna get. You're like, dude, watch this shit when I'm not
Wait
there.
Wait, you see this, man? Oh,
doesn't matter if Taylor announces a new album, dude. They're gonna be talking about fucking me not being there.
She announced a new album. What else? The fast car thing was really cool. Tracy Chapman performed for the first time in a long time. And that song is good, it turns out. And every time.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was like the whole world was having the same experience I have every time I hear that song. I'm like, wait a second, this song fucking rules, you know?
right.
Just like, God damn, I have so many feelings right now that I wasn't prepared to when I was just turning on FM radio for the first time in 10 years. But anyways, great performance song from Tracy Chapman. Killer Mike won 3 Grammys, then got arrested on a misdemeanor charge following an altercation in the building.
What the
fuck
happened?
Was led away from the venue in handcuffs. I don't think we know yet enough to know like what happened. But
did they really have to arrest him?
They seemed to think they did. LAPD.
Right.
And we can usually trust them and their motives. So I think just wait to see this thing play out, man.
After all, alleged altercation. What is it? What happened? What is going on? Misdemeanor battery. What did he like shove somebody? Anyway, I like that at least there's conspiracy theories about it.
Yeah, the conspiracy theories are that he refused to endorse Biden on the Bill Maher show 2 days earlier. Why are you going on the fucking Bill Maher show, dude?
Yeah. Right.
Man, he didn't endorse Biden on Maher?
On Biden on Bill Maher?
Damn,
oh,
dude.
No. Straight to jail for him.
Yeah.
I just like that meme. It said Killer Mike arrested at the Grammys. This is what they'll do if you don't endorse their candidate.
Mm-hmm. That's true, man.
Or he may have gotten a fucking put his hands on somebody or some shit. The cops are right there and had to do something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think there needs to be a vast conspiracy for the LAPD to arrest Killer Mike, you know?
Hey, I mean, feels
like kind of there
with that mess
natural.
He's talking.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe they're not big Run the Jewels fans or something.
Yeah. Nikki Haley popped by SNL. So fun. Oh, so fun.
Did you watch it? Did you see the thing? I saw like a segment where I was like, oh, this isn't. I first second was like, this is a deep fake. Like in my mind, I'm like, this didn't happen.
This can't be happening.
And then I was like, nope, this is on NBC. Nope. Okay, she was. Oh God, you really put Nikki Haley on there.
Yeah, and it was Io Edebiri like hosting from the Bear, from like the comedy scene. Like everybody who likes comedy was super excited to see her hosting. And even before she got to do her monologue, the show had like a random cameo from Nikki Haley in the cold open, where she got to like Io was like, you know, asking her what the cause of the Civil War was. because that was something she had expressed some ambiguity about. So she was like, what was the main cause of the Civil War? And do you think it starts with an S and ends with a lavery? And Nikki Haley got to like basically apologize for having done that. So like just a quick hit.
I don't know what they think. I think it's like they're doing the thing where they're like, we're sorry that we were putting Trump out there and doing all this other shit. But hey, what if we put another vile right-wing creature on the television to normalize them in the hopes that that makes Trump angry?
Yeah.
Like,
probably.
You don't need to help fucking Nikki Haley with anything. But great. I wonder, is Dean Phillips going to be on too? Democratic hopeful?
Yeah. I doubt it. It doesn't seem likely. Did they ever have Bernie on? I wonder. I don't remember.
Who knows?
I don't think he hosted. Maybe in a reference to the mittens meme, like after he was no longer.
No, I feel like the closest they came was like having Larry David play him. I feel like that was the thing that like they were always doing. So who knows? But just don't have fucking political candidates on your show.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's actually not funny or iconic.
Yeah. It actually wasn't the only right-leaning culture war moment of the night. SNL also announced that the next episode host was going to be Shane Gillis, the guy
the man from my dreams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your co-host from your dreams.
Yeah, my dream pod.
Hired and then fired from the show. After videos of his podcast resurfaced online in which he made racist, homophobic, Islamophobic, and misogynistic jokes. And yeah, I don't know. I guess it's not shocking since they keep inviting Chappelle.
Well, he's
back,
done but so much better not on SNL. He is so much more popular than he would have been if he was on SNL. It's funny how like I think Gutfeld was like, this is kind of poetic. So, you know,
Gutfeld
SNL
on Gutfeld.
You know, so like Shane Gillis, he was supposed to be on SNL. And then he didn't get on. I mean, I think he's a lucky guy. He's like one of those guys who, you know, he misses his flight and then he gets there right at the gate and he watches the plane take off only for it to crash, but he wasn't on the plane. Mm-hmm. That's like what Shane Gillis is doing. That's enough. I mean, that thing's such a disaster. Now he's the face of Bud Light.
He's like Bud Light is doing their Win Back the Transphobes campaign. And so they're partnering with Shane Gillis.
He's got him out there.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, he definitely has done better not on SNL than he would have on SNL.
It's not like it's a very specific path, you know, SNL. Like, it's not always going to get you. You don't go the Will Ferrell, you know, Tina Fey, you know, that's like that's the exception. Most of the time it's like, you'll end up being on some other show. I'm like, I was on for a season. I was on two sketches and I was chewed up and spit out. Yeah. But also a lot of great people there. I don't know.
And he gets to do the grievance thing. He's like the comedy world's Kyle Rittenhouse.
I'd be so fucking smug if I got like, I'm surprised he did it. What's his whole monologue gonna be like, you know, I was gonna be on this show. But I was doing like Chinese people jokes real bad on this podcast I was doing. So like, I don't know. I guess I could have handled that.
Yeah.
But I'm back, probably. Baby. Like, that monologue is going to be really odd.
Oof. Yeah. Somebody retweeted Norm MacDonald's monologue from when he, you know, got fired. And then a year and a half later, they asked him to come back on. We'll see.
Oh, boy.
Tucker Carlson's going to interview Putin, I guess. I don't know.
He is acting like he's about to.
Yeah, just with he's in Moscow. Everybody's like, I don't know. So last fall, he claimed an interview. He had tried to interview Putin, but was stopped by the U.S. government, which sounds like complete bullshit. But,
what?
No, you must not. It would be too powerful.
Tucker. Oh, yeah, but hey, I'm Sean Penn. I'm hanging with El Chapo later.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're stopping you. That's, but I love that. I mean, that's the perfect kind of thing to say for Tucker Carlson. Like, dude, the shit would have been so fucking based,
right,
that the fucking government had to fucking stop me, bro. It would have been me and Zadimir Putzin, because we're putting in a couple zins later.
Putting in some zins.
You know what I mean? Oh, someone else, I forget, someone in Zeitgang was speculating, was saying, like, that they believe that the whole nicotine thing was like a way for Tucker to kind of get off like stimulants that he was into.
Oh yeah.
Illegal ones. So that was like his cessation. I was like, bro, them nicotine packs ain't hitting like a fucking like cocaine. Eight ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his last Twitter post is a video segment in which he gives advice for a fan about their male pattern baldness. So like, he's just like straight
What's his advice? The men in your mother's family should have done better genetically.
His advice, I actually watched it.
Uh-huh.
His advice is like, dude, nobody cares what a fucking guy looks like. Guys' looks are completely unimportant. You should like wear a bad wig or shave your head.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing a bit,
you know, he's being funny tucky, but it sucks that he's like now, yeah, he's just gone like full YouTube influencer. But yeah, Russian state media is making it sound like they're just waiting to make a big announcement. They were like, we have nothing to tell you currently. If such plans are to be carried out, we will inform you. Love the Russian-ness of that. But there are like reports that Tucker has left his hotel and is en route to interview Putin. People are hyping this up like it's some kind of like daredevil stunt, but like, people have been interviewing Putin for years. Like, I guess not since he invaded Ukraine, but I mean, this guy's been like killing people for years, and people just like, you know, the NBC interviewed him in 2021.
Right,
CNBC interviewed him in 2021. Oliver Stone like spent a whole week with him for his weird show in 2017. So,
yeah. I mean, it's just a way to, I think, again, it's just hype that's created by him to make it feel like it's bigger than anything, and because of the shit that's happening with Russia and Ukraine and stuff, it's like the fact that I'm gonna go talk to this guy means like I'm saying that this guy might have a point that we should listen to, maybe, because like he's gonna go there,
thing, right? He was like kind of pro Russia on the kind whole Ukraine of? Thing. Yeah
dude, I'm surprised he's probably gonna go get some kind of fucking Medal of Honor and shit that's gonna, Steven Seagal is gonna put on his neck.
Steven Seagal. I do wonder if Steven Seagal is going to be there, if he's going to make it, or if Putin has like cast him aside as like no longer useful.
I feel like Steven Seagal would get on your nerves. Like, even though he's like, he's not like the most like gregarious dude. He's just so brooding and like fake intense. He's like, yeah, Vladimir, I was opening a butt. Like, just shut up, dude. I don't know. How did you get in here?
Like, I am the richest man in the history of the world via like all the money I've stolen. Like, you don't have to like make up lies to impress me. I'm just like, find it interesting that you can do whatever you do in those movies. Leave me alone. Just eat that big, big novelty sized carrot that I handed you.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, good luck, asshole.
Yeah.
Let's see if you get that propaganda scoop of the week, because it'll be replaced with something very quickly.
I'm sure it'll make waves, and it's a good move for whatever it is that he's trying to do. But
sell more fucking Zins, dude.
Sell Zins.
Could you imagine it's him and Putin talking about Zin? He's
Vision Press.
Vladimir, I'm sorry, President Putin, do you mind if I ask you something? Because obviously this is a very interesting product. And for me, the word Zin is kind of loaded. It's author of a book that I think is actually inspiring a lot of anti-American sentiment. It's called A People's History of the United States, that are written by Zin. This is the one Zin that I do agree with every day, every second. And I just wanted to connect the two. I don't really have a catchy sales pitch after that. I just thought I would.
Fuck Zelensky. Put it, pack like three Zins.
Bree?
See?
Yeah, there. Fine. Great. We've
Boom.
Done it.
Done. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday morning. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Yep. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.